Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. The Memorial Day sale is going on now at Boyd Furniture, and you can save up to $600 on select Serta iComfort mattress sets. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for a 90% chance for showers with a high of 85. Tonight, 40% chance for rain with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Applications are now available for the Walter R. Davis and Marie Foley Davis Memorial Scholarship. It was established by Mr. and Mrs. Davis to assist graduates of Fairfield Community High School and to help them obtain a college education at a college or university in Illinois, including postgraduate education. To receive a scholarship, a person must have a cumulative grade point average of at least 3.5 on a 4.0 scale. They must also need financial assistance to obtain a college education, be of good moral character, and not be a member of the immediate family of any person who has or has had a vote in determining scholarship winners. The applicant also must have been accepted at a college or university in Illinois for next school year. The number of scholarships and amount awarded may vary from year to year, though the minimum award will be $500. Applications may be picked up at the FCHS Guidance Department and the People's National Bank Trust Department. Completed applications must be submitted on or before June 15th, and the recipients will be announced later in June. More news next.
Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes.
At United Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. United Mutual Insurance Company grows trust locally and provides local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, United Mutual and Grinnell Mutual will always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance provider, at 445-2306 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
In other news, 46-year-old Fairfield resident Terry E. Richardson was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday morning. He was wanted on a Clay County warrant for petition to revoke probation on account of possession of methamphetamine. Robinson was held in Fairfield, then transported to the Clay County Jail. His bond for the warrant was set at $1,520. 52-year-old Blueford resident Owen D. Curtis pleaded guilty to a count of aggravated assault in Wayne County Circuit Court last week. Curtis was sentenced to conviction only, plus time served, and multiple other counts against him were dismissed per his plea. He was also ordered to pay fines and court costs. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Corey Ristvet has announced the results of an occupant restraint enforcement patrol in Wabash and Edwards counties during May. The patrol provided extra coverage for the ISP so troopers could focus on saving lives by making sure all vehicle occupants were buckled up. Troopers issued 15 total citations, all of them for safety belt violations. They also issued 12 total written warnings. Captain Ristvet says lives can be saved if people buckle up, and the patrols reinforce protection messages by focusing on those who ignore the law. The project was funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation. Information has been released from the blood drive at Fairfield's Community of Christ Church earlier this month. 51 units of blood were collected at the drive, which fell short of the 72-unit goal. Lonnie Shepard was a new donor at the drive, and Nancy Stallings and Robert Osmond each won a $25 gift certificate to La Fuente as a door prize. The next blood drive at the Community of Christ Church will be the July Donorama on July 17th. Anyone looking to schedule a donation appointment can call 838-9873 or visit redcrossblood.org. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board met last night, and Jerry Kinney was hired as the full-time electrical distribution systems program instructor at Frontier Community College. He will officially begin teaching for the program this fall, with classes beginning August 15th. A lifelong resident of Fairfield, Kinney graduated from Fairfield Community High School in 1981. He earned an Associate in Applied Science degree from Wabash Valley College before entering the electrical field. He began working at Wainwright Electric Cooperative as a groundman before completing the 3-year lineman apprenticeship with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Kinney brings many years of experience to the program, having worked at Wainwright for 20 years. This past year, he served as the lab assistant for the program, working alongside Ed Patton, who retired earlier this month. Kinney resides in Fairfield with his wife Denise, and he said he's excited to train the incoming group of students and prepare them for careers in the electrical field. Enrollment is currently open for the EDS program, a 1-year certificate. New program additions for the 2019-2020 academic year will allow students to obtain their flagger certification, spray applicator licensure, and Class A CDL. Anyone interested in joining the program should call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. In its ongoing efforts to better improve the lives of those it serves, Fairfield Memorial Hospital recently donated an automated external defibrillator to the North Wayne Recreation Association. The AED will be installed at one of the softball field concession stands in Sisney to help better ensure the health and safety of the children and adults who use the parks throughout the year. The AED will help provide emergency care to the North Wayne Recreation Association Summer Leagues and to the Sisney school system for softball during the school year until medical personnel are able to arrive. Having an AED on site, along with trained individuals who can use the device, helps increase a person's chance of survival in the event of a medical emergency. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams said, in a cardiac situation, each minute defibrillation is delayed reduces survival chances by approximately 10%. She said that's one of the reasons FMH offers free CPR and first aid classes each month to staff and the public. The classes include training on the use of an AED device. Volunteers are needed to help place flags at veterans' graves at Maple Hill Cemetery. Anyone who would like to help with the flag setting should meet at the old maintenance building north of the Maple Hill main entrance this afternoon at 4:30. In case of inclement weather, the meeting will take place tomorrow at 4:30. Illinois legislators and Governor J.B. Pritzker are working to hammer out a budget proposal for the state. A new budget would be effective July 1st, but State Senator Dale Ryder, giving a legislative update on the Community Connection Program, says the governor has found the process to be more difficult than he imagined. Ryder said Governor Pritzker won't be able to make good on every campaign promise and present a balanced budget proposal.
But I think what the governor is discovering, and I think the public, based on the governor's continually sliding approval numbers, is I think the public is catching on to the fact that, you know, it was easy for the governor to say those things in the campaign, and it was easy for Governor Pritzker to criticize Governor Rauner for not getting things done. But what he's discovered is, you know what, it's not that easy. It's just not that easy, particularly when you have a majority that has a much, much, much bigger appetite for spending than the size of the taxpayers' wallets.
Speaking of other budget matters, Ryder gave his views on last month's windfall, where the state received $1.5 billion more than projected. He said most were surprised by the total, but the Illinois Department of Revenue believes the increase is due to federal tax changes.
I don't know whether they're bad at math or they're just bad at projections. Because I've called the Department of Revenue and said, hey, were you guys looking under? You found it under a seat cushion? What's this about? And the response that we received was that since the federal tax law changed and was effective for last year, people are getting less money in refunds, and so that has resulted in a higher than expected revenue figure for the month of April, which obviously is April 15th is tax deadline day. That's their explanation. The changes on the federal level have driven more money into the state's coffers. And I mean, if you look at what the president did, that's not an unexpected consequence.
Ryder said the department has increased its projection for an additional $800 million in fiscal year 2020. Farmers finally got a little time in the fields this past week, but they remain well behind last year's pace. Corn planting advanced by 13 points and is now 24% complete. That's well behind the five-year average of 89% in the ground by now, says crop statistician Mark Schleusener. As for other crops,
soybean planting advanced to 9% complete compared to 79% 1 year ago and 51% normally. 64% of winter wheat acres are now heading. The condition of the winter wheat crop improved a little and is now rated 22% very poor to poor, 40 fair, and 38% good to excellent.
Average statewide topsoil moisture is rated as 44% adequate and 56% surplus. The Illinois Department of Transportation and police across the state are joining the national border-to-border seatbelt enforcement campaign. Kim Howard reports.
Police across Illinois are boosting seatbelt patrols and setting up enforcement zones as part of the effort. IDOT spokesperson Guy Tridgel says buckling up and obeying the law is the easiest way to protect yourself.
We still see a disproportionate amount of fatalities tied to people not buckling up, but that also is tied to other problem behaviors we still see when people are getting into the vehicles, impaired driving, distracted driving. What we really want to do is just make people aware that the decisions they make behind the wheel can have an impact on their lives and others.
The campaign runs through Memorial Day. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
State Representative Darren Bailey has announced that his bill to double the fines on violators who drive around stop school buses passed out of the Illinois Senate on Thursday. First offense fines would be increased from $150 to $300, and second offense fines would be increased from $500 to $1,000. The bill now heads to the governor for his consideration. Current law requires a driver to stop before meeting or overtaking, from either direction, a school bus that is stopped for the purpose of loading or unloading students. That law applies to any and all locations, including but not limited to highways, roadways, private roadways, parking lots, and school property. The law does not require a driver to stop on a four-lane highway when traveling on the opposite two lanes from the school bus. Passing a bus while loading or unloading can also lead to a driver's license suspension. Currently, the Illinois Secretary of State will automatically suspend the driver's license of anyone convicted of violating this law for a period of 3 months. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hi, welcome to this Subway Fritos Chicken Enchilada Signature Wrap Ad. How would you like it?
I'll take a California Surfer.
Let's hang 10.
Yo, brah. After carving waves, my buds and I cruise Subway for the Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. I chow down on a signature wrap. Rotisserie-style chicken, marinated in enchilada sauce, Monterey cheddar, and epic proportions of veggies. And it's topped with crunchy Fritos, dude. The totally awesome sub is the same stuff. So gnarly. Subway, make it what you want, brah.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
So you think you can cook yourself some ribs better than anybody this side of the Wabash? Well, it's time to prove yourself. The Tipsy Pig Music Festival is having a KCBS-style ribs cook-off. Non-sanctioned, but using KCBS guidelines. Tipsy Pig Music Festival will be Saturday, June 8th in downtown Palestine from noon to 11. Great music and, of course, the barbecue cook-off. You're going to want to act now. Get yourself entered right away. For more information or to sign up, call 618-553-3740.
Before we take a look at the stock market report, we'd like to mention this, is that Fairfield Mules baseball has been postponed. Their game against Nashville has been pushed back to tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Benton Sectional. Again, Fairfield Mules baseball has been postponed to tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Benton Sectional against Nashville. It was supposed to be held this afternoon, but it's been pushed back due to the rain. So again, Fairfield Mules baseball has been postponed to tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Benton Sectional as they'll take on Nashville. We will have that game for you on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Also, all Fairfield Little League baseball and softball games are canceled for today. Again, all Fairfield Little League baseball and softball games are canceled for today. Also, on another note, Edwards County softball, that game is still on, actually. They're going to be playing against Pinckneyville at the DuCoin Sectional. Starts at 2 o'clock. We have not received word if that game has been postponed, but as far as we know at this time, it is still on for today. So you can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. Again, Edwards County Lions softball game against Pinckneyville at the DuCoin Sectional, still on. Starting time is 2 o'clock. We'll take the airwaves about 145, 150. Again, you can hear that game on 105.9 WOKZ. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,765. That is down 111. The NASDAQ is at 7,751, down 34. July crude oil is at $61.18, and that is down $1.95. And currently in Fairfield, it is 72. That was a look at stocks. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Derek Dunn.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Curtis R. Ewing died at 1:40 a.m. on Monday at his home. He had worked for Reliable Oilfield Services in Fairfield. Curtis Ewing is survived by his wife, Tammy of Fairfield, son Heath Ewing of Princeton, Indiana, stepson Caleb Dawson of Boulder, Colorado, stepdaughter Amanda Stouffer of Paducah, Kentucky, three grandchildren, brother Marty Ewing of Fairfield, sister Trudy Ewing Milberg of Punta Gorda, Florida, and one niece. A graveside service for Curtis Ewing will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Friday in Maple Hill Cemetery. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. A visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, tomorrow, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Autism Speaks, and they will be accepted at the funeral home or at the graveside service. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graver Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graver Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graver Post, 800-264-5013.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today, a 90% chance for showers and a high of 85, a 40% chance for rain tonight, a low of 68, and a 50% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 85. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly sunny on Friday, a high of 88 and low of 65. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high of 85 and low of 68, and then scattered showers on Sunday. Sunday will have a high around 80 and an overnight low of 65.